的课程。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this afternoon's lesson.
感谢主耶稣，也谢谢你们的认真。
And thank God for His grace and also for your willingness.
如果说呢，我们在几天的上课里面，真的让我们觉得心中会感觉很沉重，或是有觉得啊，还有希望吗？我真的很抱歉。
So if for the past few days, after you heard my lesson, and you feel that, do I still have hope, or do my children still have hope, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, 因为我大概只呈现一个事实，那可能没有想到你们的感觉。
Perhaps I just show you the reality, but I forgot about your feelings.
但真正可以安慰我们的是主耶稣。
But the one who can truly console us is the Lord Jesus.
我说的话没有办法安慰你的。
For whatever I say cannot comfort you.
所以从主耶稣那边得到安慰是很真实的。
So what we can get from Lord Jesus, the confirmation from Lord Jesus is highly comforted.
我这边有一本是今年这一期有其中一个是天下杂志，在台湾很出名，那美国有 Time Magazine 时代杂志。这两个杂志在今年呢都不约而同的报道了，就是说它的主题很清楚，它就是说让孩子吃苦。
And then in the Time Magazine in this year they have an article and the theme of the article is that to let our children suffer.
他们这两本书啊 ,Time Magazine 跟天下杂志都是在这个 cover story 都是在讲说我们这一代的孩子我们要忍心让他们吃苦。
And then for one of the cover story of the theme of this Time Magazine is to let our children suffer.
所以今天下午呢我们可能可以一起来讨论我们怎么样像昨天提过的我们怎么样去创造一个视觉上的苦让孩子可以去看见去感受到。
So this afternoon we can discuss about how we can create an environment or a visual environment that our children can see and understand about suffering.
那也谢谢你们在整个的时间里面收到了非常多的问题。
And thank all of you that I have received a lot of questions.
所以如果我忽略到你的问题，就真的很抱歉了，因为如果你有写上来。如果你还没有写的话，你可以继续写，因为还有两节课哈。
So I'm sorry if I neglected one of your questions because there are so many of them. So if you haven't put up your question yet, you can also write it down and send it to me.
Again, 可能我们要归类一下，因为他的问题是非常广泛。我们可能归类，我们可能从我可能可以先谈一下青少年。
So we have to categorize the questions. Perhaps we can first discuss about the teenagers.
青年的东西哦，如果你是 J 的老师哈，青年的东西，有一个观念要放在我们的脑子里面。
For those who are J teachers, we have to understand on a certain concept.
帮他们找出一个很 valuable 的、有价值的。从他们身上你看到有价值的东西一个品格
so you can,
inner 的东西
so if you find something very valuable from this person from the student
他的 character
and that this valuable thing is part of his character
所以你变成老师们 J 的老师们你们变成要用你的观察也好你的心也好你真的去感受这个青年就是 J 的学生你去感虽然它会让你头痛，可是你去感觉到，你求主耶稣帮你有一个智慧，看见每一个不同的这些 J 的青少年的孩子的身上，一定最少有一个 character 是很美在里面没有被看见。
So for the J1 and J2 teachers, you can either observe or you can feel with your heart that to find a good character or some valuable good character from your students.
这是第一个。
And that's the first thing you should do.
第二个 ，J 的老师，你们要注意的是，这一个年纪在 J 的这个学生里面，他们其实会有很多次自杀的念头。
And you have to acknowledge that for the J students, in their mind, they probably had a thought of getting suicide.
这个你要注意到。也就是说，如果你只是看这一个小时、两个小时跟他上课，你觉得啊，他很好，他很好。可是这个现在这个阶段的孩子，我提醒的就是说，他里面的想法，因为没有告诉我们， 那没有告诉我们，我们只能从别的地方学。那学到的呢，就是说他们在这个 period of time 的 age 会有很多 suicidal thoughts 在里面。
So they don't express themselves out. So you have to look at them and try to find a way and to acknowledge and realize that they have this thought of getting suicide.
那 suicidal thoughts 东西进来的时候，最明显的外面看得到的，因为我们没办法看里面，外面看得到的东西是他没有什么动力的，他是没有motivation 的。
So then what you can see from the outside is that, because we cannot see the inside, you can see the student, if they have no motivation, then they probably have a thought of a suicidal thought.
所以在那个情况底下，如果你硬硬的现在要给他东西，叫他做好写字听我讲话，硬硬的给你，是增加他的那个 motivation 上不来的那个，再把他往下压。
So if you oppress them and try to tell them you have to listen, you have to write notes or enforce this person to do this or that, then you're actually increasing the pressure of the suicidal thoughts.
所以第一跟第二就是先要装进你的头脑 ，bear in mind， 你要知道说他们现在心里面发生的事情。
So first thing you have to bear in mind is that what's going on in the heart and in
then,
your mind.
你才能够讨论方法。
Then you can find out the ways to help them.
OK 吗？你如果没有先有这个想法在里面，你看到他有时候你会看不顺眼的。
If you don't have that thought in or mindset within you, then when you look at them, you probably feel very uncomfortable and you don't want to teach them.
因为他已经过了十二岁了。
Because they have passed the years of 12.
Yeah, 十二岁之后的人，我不知道你们啦哈，十二岁的人有时候没有那么可爱。
Because for those who are above 12 years old, they're not that adorable anymore.
对，就是那个 looking 已经变了。
Because the look has already been changed.
所以你要从外面看到它的里面，是我们要学的功课。
So what we have to learn is to look through inside from the outside.
你知道有一些小孩子还没十二岁，小孩子哦，有一些小孩子你看到你会很想摸他，很想抱他，有没有？有一些你不想的。
And when you look at a kid, even they're 12 and below, there are children that you would like to touch them and want to play with them, but there are certain children that you don't even want to play with them.
就是没有你的缘分还是什么，就是好，你就是好。那我现在讲的是更大了，就是13岁之后的孩子，他已经没有这样的 attraction， 他没有这样吸引力了，很奇怪。
And for those who are 13 above, they don't, the children don't have that type of attraction that look adorable anymore.
Yeah, 那所以变成就是老师要从外面的东西看到里面去。
So the teacher have to look through the outside to the inside.
好，所以第一题，如果在我们的班上，我现在讲 J， 如果在我们的班上，我们呢，我们碰到的同学是，不能让老师 continue 继续教课的时候，老师该怎么办？
So this is for the J1 and J2 classes. If there is a student who does not obey the rules and sort of disturb the lesson, what should we do?
Okay, 最简单的方法就不要再上了。
And the easiest method is just don't have the lesson anymore.
你们问很多问题，我最后都会告诉你说 it's okay.
Because you ask me a lot of questions, at the end of the day, I just say it's okay.
因为会过的。
Because everything will pass.
对了，可是我们还是要教一下，不然老师很失望哈。
But we still have to teach them.
第一个，我们班上在 J 里面的班上要有自己的 rules and regulation. 那这个 rules and regulation 是我们的同学跟老师一起有 agreement 做出来的。
So first, and in the J1 and J2 classes, you have to establish the rules and regulations. And these rules and regulations have to be confirmed by, it has to be started with both the students and the teachers, agreed by both teachers and students.
我们要一起 agree.
So that it has to be agreed.
所以老师可能要让一点步。
So the teachers might have to give in a little bit.
那么在 compromise 的时候，你让学生看见了你的 demonstration.
So while you compromise, you have to show your student as the demonstration.
所以一我会先问他们在学校里面，他们 classroom 里面，他们的 rules and regulations 是什么。
So the first thing I will ask them, what are the rules and regulations in the school?
那我会帮他们讲的列在黑板上。
And then whatever they told me, I will put them onto the whiteboard.
意思是说，我要先知道你的环境是什么。
It means that I first have to understand the environment that you were in.
那他们提供出来的东西，我们就用一个很 curious 的去看说，哦，所以你们在学校是有这些规定的。
So when they listed out these rules and regulations, we have to use a curiosity heart to look at them.
然后把这个放到黑板的一边，在黑板的另外一边就继续写。你们觉得在现在这个 classroom 我们要有什么？
So we'll put these list onto one side and leave the other side blank and ask them, what do you think the rules and regulations should be in the RE class?
就让他们的 visual 可以看见有不同的两边。
So we have to let them visualize and to see that there are two sides.
Set up agreement 的时候，同时一直反复的 remind 他，在神的家我们要有什么样的 rules 跟 regulation.
And after we set up the agreement, we have to remind them what are the rules and regulations we have in the house of God.
所以你在神的家里面，就是你不要只 talk about classroom， 你 talk about 神的家的时候，那么你就也跟他同意到说，那这个 regulation 可能更严格了。更多了。
So when we in the RE class, we have to let them know that the rules and regulations we have in class is a little bit more and stricter than in the classroom in school.
假如上面有十个 rules and regulation,
and let's say if there are 10 rules and regulations,
我就会再问学生说，如果我只让你们选三个，你们觉得你们会 vote 哪三个？
And I will ask the student, if I have to let you vote for three regulations only, which three would you vote for?
我这样子做是要凝聚这个 group, congregation, 这一个 group 里面的人自己去 regulate 自己。
So by doing that, I'm trying to give them an opportunity to regulate themselves.
就是你不要列出十个你就 OK 了，就啊好满意哦，他不会听的，因为太多了。
Because 10 rules are too much and they won't be satisfied.
你 force 他们 narrow down to final three votes 到底是什么，让他们自己 vote.
So you have ask them to vote three, so it will be narrowed down and they
will
obey them.
所以你把最后的那三个他们自己会 sort out, 因为你这样子在 train 他们的 brain, 他们的脑自己在 sort out 说我 inner 我到底想要什么，你已经 fit 他的 category 了 development, 你学过了早上对吧。
So by doing so, you train the brain and make them prioritize, and so that is fit the category of the age of the teenager, because they have to have this kind of training.
那我会说，那 let us try, 我们试试看这个 season, 用这三个我们来 practice 看看，就让他们有一个空间，就是说我们来 try 这个 season, meaning 下一个 season 我们可以再 vote 另外的三个。
So we'll let them know that let us try to obey stick with these three rules, and then for this season, it means that to give them room to vote for the next three for the next season.
一年你大概会有十二个不同的 rules 出来，那我们就说有十个，其实已经 fit 你一开始的那十个了。
So it means if you have three rules per season, it means that we have four 12 rules in a year, and then it's actually exceeded the first 10 that we have selected in the beginning.
J 的老师。remind 你们的 expectation 如果很高的时候会非常的失望，因为 J 是不会被 control 的。
And then for the J1 and J2 students, if you have high expectations, you will surely get disappointed, because the J1 and J2 student, they do not obey you.
对我来说，每一个季节里面一个 season 练习三个东西已经非常的多。
To my personal experience, I think thatfor them to obey to three rules is already a lot already.
Okay, 所以你们如果降到这样子，就是说我们一年里面其实可以练习几件事情，我觉得已经很棒。
So if you think about this, if you can ask them to practice certain things in a year, and that is already very good.
好，这是 set rules and regulation. 然后第二个就是说，你有了这些 rules and regulation 的时候，所有的老师因为同意了，因为我们一起做这个 agreement, 我们同意了，所以当这三个事情有做到，剩下的六个还没有做到的时候，我们怎么样？要 let it go.
So because we have already complied the rules and regulations, and all the students and teacher agree, but what if the other student do not obey? What should we do?
所以学生会看见你是真正的 follow 现在我们说的 agreement.
And the student will witness you that you actually follow the agreement.
那这样子，我们当老师在前面的时候说出来的话才会有力量。
And because we set a good role model, whatever we say is powerful to them.
不然有五个老师的话，每个老师的他的 rules 不一样，所以他其实很乱，就是他也不想听，因为你来就不准我拿这个，你来就要我给你没收那个，你来就要我怎么样？他每个是不同，是非常乱的。那他不是一个 adult， 他没有办法 follow 这样子 confusion 的东西。
So if we have different teachers and they come with different rules, they cannot follow them because it's actually confuse them.
所以每一季一开始的第一节，所有的老师到，跟着你的 group 的学生一起先做 rules and regulation for 这个 season 第一件事情。
So the first class of each season, all teachers should go to the same class and then they set up rules and regulations and they follow them for the whole season.
哎，你可以请坐。
Okay, 好。
我刚才发现你站，因为我喜欢站。那然后呢？这样子的情况底下呢？我讲的是 J， 所以他还没有 apply 到更小的孩子，你不用去设这个。更小的孩子，你说了就算。
So these are
抓过来都可以。
So these apply to the J1 and J2 students, but for those who are younger, can just tell them immediately what not to do.
好，那现在再来就是你已经学了，所以他的 attention 怎么样呢？注意力。Concentration level.
So after they learn that and think about what's the concentration level.
老师，你们要把所有的课程切断，分成几个不同的 section 来上。
For the teachers, they have to split up the lesson into few sections.
比如说，你只有五十分钟，或是一个小时。
For example, in 15 minutes or an hour.
他最多是十五分钟一次。
They can only concentrate every 15 minutes.
你要切开。
So that's why you have to split up your lessons.
每切开的那一段要有一个小小的 conclusion.
So each section got to have a small conclusion.
你不能够只是按照课本的东西去上。
You cannot just speak according to the textbook.
老师，你们要自己 prioritize 这个课程里面今天哪一个东西是一定要讲的。
The teachers have to prioritize the lesson and think about what is the most important message in the chapter.
哪一个是第二个要讲的？
And which one is the second priority?
你不可能讲十个东西，懂我意思吗？对 J 来说。
And you cannot talk about 10 things because that's hard for J's student.
你如果可以选出来两个 ，go and deliver 就可以了。
So if you can pick two main points and just deliver these two messages.
你不要觉得你这个课没有讲完，哎呀，完了，我对不起耶稣，他会完蛋。
And you shouldn't think that because I cannot complete the entire lesson, then I feel sorry for Lord Jesus.
Okay, 因为他不会因为你讲完这一课他就变好了。
Because he won't become a good person immediately because of your lesson.
就是不要高估自己的能力。
It means that you should not overestimate your own ability.
谦卑，然后尽力就可以了。
You just humble down and do your very best.
忠心的去做就好。
And just be a loyal servant.
所以切课程一定要练习切，不能够一直verbal 一直讲哈。
So that's why it's very important for you to split up the lesson.
你切开的每一段的中间的 break， 我会这样做。
So in between the breaks, that is what I will do.
我会走到他们的中间，跟他们坐在一起。
I'll go sit among them and talk with them.
告诉他们说，我刚才 deliver 的，我觉得不清楚。
And I told them that what I have just delivered, I don't really feel very clear about that.
我觉得没有 deliver 好。
I don't think I have delivered very well.
What do you think?
And I ask him, what do you think?
在他们中间。
And I sit among them.
我不会站在前面问他们说 what do you think?
I would not stand in front of them and ask them what do you think?
我会坐到他们底下，跟他们一样的高度，跟他说，哎呀，我刚才觉得没有讲好。
I would sit among them and be on the same level with them and told them, I think I didn't deliver very well. What do you think?
他下一个 session, 你因为你 break 三个，对不对？下一个 break 进来的时候，他的 attention 会上去。
And for the, because you took a little break in the next section, they will spend their attention on you.
因为他要帮你找问题。
Because he needs to find problems from you.
Yeah, 因为他觉得你教的不好。
Because he really thinks that you did not teach well.
他要帮你教的更好，他要 make you better.
He has to help you become better, a better teacher.
Yeah, 然后他就会帮你 take notes. 你告诉他 take some notes 是我讲不对，没讲清楚，帮助我一下，他 attention 就上来。
So if you tell them take some notes so that it will help me to teach you better, then they will spend, they will pay attention.
那你做这个动作，其实在 demonstrate 给 J 的学生看，说你是一个 humble 的老师。
And by doing so, you demonstrate to your student that you're actually a humble teacher.
所以你这样子去做，又已经到哪里了？有 rules regulation， 对不对？然后切开，然后你 sit among them， 问他们，你再去 deliver。我觉得这个60分钟已经蛮 OK 耶，
so、
我觉得。
So if you set the regulations and also split the lesson into sections and then sit among them and humble yourself and that can be done in 60 minutes.
Assistant 啊，你们有 assistant teacher 吗？就是你在上后面有没有老师的？你们这边
？Yes.
有哈 ，OK. Assistant teacher 做的工作不是做 security.
And the assistant teacher, they are not the security guard.
啊。不是在后面好像要抓那个放炸弹的人这样一直看
We're not there to observe the one who's gonna release the bomb
因为你的 mind setting 如果一进来就是我是安全警卫维护这里的治安
So if you're there and your mindset is to keep the place safe
你知道 J 的学生会怎么样会 exciting
And then for those if you have that kind of mindset the J student will feel excited
他就整节课做一个 bomb 给你
And he or she will actually create a bomb for you.
因为他们的东西很妙，是他们 fulfill 你的 need.
Because what they try to do is always to fulfill your need. Yeah, the need.
你越 suspect 的东西，他就让你看见 the truth is here.
So the more you suspect, the more you want to show the student want to show you that here is the truth.
好奇妙 ，J 是这样的。
And that is how the J students are.
那么现在呢？如果我们要自己训练老师了哈，老师，因为我知道你们很辛苦。假如说你的当中真的有那种恐怖分子，你要抓 terrorism， 那么你进来的东西你要练了，你就要练到啊，我这个 class 是最 peaceful 的，你 OK 吗？催眠。
So, let's say for the teachers, if in your class there is a terrorist, then you have to train yourself to the way that when you come into classroom, you have to have the peaceful heart.
我的学生非常的 adorable.
And you have to try to persuade
okay.
yourself that my students are so adorable.
这个是 inside 啦，不是一个 fact, okay? 这是 inside. 那么你的 assistant 哦，进来了。
And that's your inside, what you feel, but it's not the fact. And then your assistant teacher came in.
他的工作是陪伴那个 terrorist 恐怖分子。
So the job of the assistant teacher is to accompany with the terrorist in the class.
怎么 accompany 这样的学生呢？不是坐到他的旁边去。
And how to accompany the terrorist is not to sit next to him.
是到他旁边告诉他说：“哎，你觉得我们可以出来聊一下吗？”
What you can do is you can talk to him like, "Hey, do you think we can talk about outside?"
因为我觉得你好像什么都懂了。
Because I felt that you seem to know everything already.
你坐在这边一定非常的 boring.
It must be very boring for you to sit here.
那我们去看有没有什么其他的东西会不 boring 的事情。
So maybe we can go check out other things which are not boring.
那带他出来外面。
And take him outside.
不要教训他。
And don't discipline him.
因为已经离开了 classroom.
Because you already leave the setting of the classroom.
他想睡觉，他想做什么，你就坐在那边陪他 ，being together.
So maybe he wants to sleep or do something else, but just be with him, be together with him.
他如果真的给你睡着了
，if he really sleep in front of you,
你要 OK.
You got to be okay with it.
因为这里是神的家。
Because this is the house of God.
你一定要记得，这里不是 court， 不是法院。
You have to remember this is not the court.
神的家。
This is the house of God.
神允许各种人进来。
God allows different types of people to come in.
所以你要深呼吸，说他睡了。
So you have to take a deep breath and acknowledge that he is sleeping.
祝福他安息吧。
And may God him bless him with peace.
就说老师你自己要一直给自己一些 encouragement, or else 你不能 teach 了 you know, 很辛苦了。
For the teachers, they have to give themselves some encouragement, otherwise they will not be able to teach.
那我告诉你，做这件事情大概两次之后，两次哦。
So let me tell you, if you do this twice,
你真的 from 你的 heart, 就是你祝福他安息，两次之后哦，他会上来。
So if you bless him from your heart, after two times, he will come up again.
因为他会感觉你是不一样的大人。
Because he could feel that you are a different adult.
因为通常哈会放炸弹的人哈，他已经在这个 surrounding 这个 society 里面，他已经觉得我反正就是放炸弹了。你们每个人都知道我会放炸弹 ，so what？ OK， 你改变不了。
So for the person who tend to release the bomb, he lived in the society and realized that I'm the person who always release the bomb. So what can you do about it? There's nothing you can do about it. So what?
所以现在只要有一个人 ，whoever 是谁，有一个人让他看见我没有觉得你要放 bomb 的那个里面出来，从你的眼睛出来的东西，两次他会对你有兴趣。
So if you let him see or experience a person who thinks that he's not the type of person who release a bomb, then he will have interest in you.
我现在讲这个哈是没有办法立刻在这个 one minute 就解决的问题，因为我不是来上教室管理，我是来告诉你们孩子的心发生了什么事。OK， 所以你们要知道哈，请不要失望好吗？
So I'm here not to tell you an immediate method to solve the problem. Rather, I want you to understand what's happening in that child.
因为我们要做的是根，我们不是做钉上面最大的那个很容易做，你拿枪来就可以了。
And then what we want to do is to change the heart. What's underneath the iceberg? What's underneath the water?
Have
really changed the outside, and then you can just bring a gun and try to control everyone.
就第三世界大战在这里发生，小心，不要让它变成一个 battle, 一个 war 的 place. 那么呢，现在你引他出来两次，我说的奇妙是在这边，他上来了，然后他上来之后，他很奇妙会告诉你说，我想回去。
And then when you do the same thing twice, and then he will realize, and he will tell you, you know what? I want to go back to the class.
那这个时候你才可以说教训哦。
And at that time, you can start your discipline.
你要一直等到他自己上来说，我不想一直在外面。
And you have to wait until he say and realize that I don't want to be outside anymore.
现在我想回教室。
And now I want to go back to the classroom.
我就会跟他建议了。
Then I will start giving him recommendations.
你知道你进去有多辛苦吗？
And I will tell him, don't you think it's really a suffering for you to go back in?
你知道你进去你听到无聊的东西你有多苦吗？你坐在那边。
Do you know that it would be so boring for you to go back and sit in there?
他因为已经 ready 了。
But he
还想进去。
But he is already ready and he wants to go back.
那我希望你可以做到一、二、三 ，OK 吗？你 OK 可以做到吗？
So I will tell him, I hope that when you go back in, I want you to obey these rule 1, 2, and 3. Is it okay?
做到这三个是 at least 你 respect 前面的那个老师。
Because if you can do these, obey to these rules, and this is the way you show respect to the teacher up there.
因为他会 upset 如果你没有做这个东西。
Because if you don't follow these rules, the teacher will feel upset.
那让他同不同意
？So we ask him, do you agree?
然后告诉他。如果他还没有同意，他还是可以在外面。It's okay， 我会陪你。
So you tell him if he doesn't agree, he can still stay outside, and I will accompany you outside.
通常第三次这样的孩子会回去，因为这里有神。
Usually the third time, the God's child, the children in God's house, they will obey.
可是如果你对付他
，But if you go against them,
神不会在这里。
God will not be with you.
因为你会对付他，就表示你很棒。你很厉害，你知道还有什么武器还没拿出来。
If you go against him, then you think that you're good and you want to get up all your weapons and go attack him.
你得不到这个孩子的。
And you cannot win this child.
因为神没有要我们这样对付他的孩子。
Because God does not want us to win to against this child.
所以他有一点点不一样，跟外面的 classroom management 有不同的地方是在最后这里。
So the different class management in the world and in the church is a bit different, and that lies in this point.
好，你们这样子咽得下这口气吗 ？OK 吗
？Are you okay with this? Can you swallow this?
你们一定有千言万语告诉我说 ，No， 我的学生比这个还要 worse.
You probably think that my students are worse than this.
那是因为你们太久没有去跳床了。
It's just because you haven't been jumping for a long time.
你从工作的地方赶过来教孩子，你怎么可能有 emotion 啊？
Because
对不起，又要骂你们了。
How come you have no emotions? Because you go from you start your work and then you go back to church.
你的 love 出不来的，因为你刚刚在那个打工的地方被老板骂。
You cannot express your love because at work you were being scolded by your boss.
你怎么可能来这边 ？Hi everybody, book of John. I don't know what John who is. 你就没有力气了。然后他如果在噔噔噔放炸弹，放炸弹，你就在那边，哎呀，这边有 bomb， 小心，那边有 bomb， 小心啊 ！Everybody run， 这样子。最后变这样子，很可惜哦。
So if you don't release your pressure from work or from everything else, how can you be loving at church?
老师，因为我不知道你们 J 是谁哈，我告诉你们 ，J 的老师哈，啊，要很有那个，要跳床。
For the J teachers, you got to jump a lot.
因为J 的学生最难的就是那个心跟你连不在一起。
Because what's difficult is that their heart is so hard to be connected to your heart.
早上学的就是说，你没有办法做任何的事。OK， 要先相信你做不到任何事。
And what we talk about this morning is that you have to know and understand that you cannot do anything.
Nothing you can do. 那你现在从这个底 nothing 才 on top 一点点，就是说。我最少可以陪他坐在外面 ，do nothing， 哎，也是做一点点了嘛。
So from doing nothing, from the pit bottom, you think about you can maybe take them out and talk with them and sit with them outside. That's a little bit that you can do.
J 的学生一直要 until 他自己的心中跟你说话，你才有机会一二三，不然完全没有机会。
For the J student, you have to wait until they open their heart, and when they're willing to talk to you, then you can apply the rules 1, 2, and 3.
但是他的 open heart 不是这样，噔噔给你看，他的脸还是很难看的。
But their heart does not just open, and their face is always not welcoming.
他的言语会告诉你，我想 ，I want 什么的时候，那个就是开了。
So if they open to you by saying that I want certain things, and that is you can see they actually open to open themselves to you.
因为大部分他是连他想都不要告诉你的嘞。
Because most of them,
J, 他不会说 I want 什么什么的。
Because most of the students, J student, they don't even express themselves by saying by telling you I want this or that.
所以只要他一 I want, 你就有机会了。那个要做很久才会 I want.
And this opportunity only comes for after a long time, and it has to be set for a long time.
我最长的一个 case 是跟那个孩子做过七个小时。
And there was a time that I was sitting with a child, a student for 7 hours.
他不是 child 了，是 teenager.
He was a teenager.
做七个小时我就疯了。是 teenager 做七个小时。
So there was a time that I was sitting with a teenager for 7 years.
那我的七个小时不是一次做完，是每个礼拜做一个小时，做了七个礼拜。
And what I meant is, I don't sit seven hours, but instead one hour per week, so 7 weeks.
那个七个小时，你的脸上是没有任何不高兴的脸，因为你为了要赢他回来，你任何一个动作出去就是把他推得更远。
So during those 7 hours, you got to have no upset expression on your face, because once you're upset, you just push them further back.
到第八个小时，他才开口说。
Until the 8th hour, then he said.
你为什么要一直坐在这？
He asked me, "Why do you always sit here with me?"
我说，对不起哦，我没有说，不是因为你。
I told him, I'm sorry, but I didn't say, you know, it's all because of you.
我说对不起，那我们应该坐在哪里？
So I told him, I'm sorry, so where else should we sit?
我们进去。
And he said,
命令的哦， order 你哦，我们进去。
And he said, let's go in. And it's like in command.
啊，去哪里？
And I asked, where? To where?
用嘴。那都是他妈妈的东西啦。小孩子不会这样讲话，是学来的。
So he pointed with his lips, and it's all from his mom.
好，就进去了。可是进去之前，我说啊，对不起，对不起，我想到了。
And but before we went in, I told him, "Oh, I'm sorry. I remember one thing."
好，就一二三告诉他。
And then I told him the rules 1, 2, 3.
因为他 ready， 他就说 "I try."
Because he's ready, that's why he said, I will try.
我说好 ，try 不到没有关系，我们再出来。
I told him it's okay if you cannot try anymore, then we can just come back out.
从那一天开始就没有再出来了。
And from that time onward, he never came out again.
大概过，我记得过两个月之后，又不行了，又上来了。
But I remember after about 2 months, and then he seemed to get emotional again.
可是因为有经验了，所以我鼓励老师可以做。
And because we had experience, so I encouraged the teacher to do the same thing.
所以下一个老师陪他做了两次。
So the other teacher sat with him for 2 hours.
啊，两次之后就真的就没有了。
But after that 2 hours, and he was completely okay.
那现在他在美国的地方非常的热心服侍主。
And now he's in the States, and then he's fervently serving God.
所以我们看到觉得很会放炸弹的人，将来是会为主服侍的嘞。
And look at that, if those who are the one who tend to release the bomb,
okay?
They actually could be the one who will be very fervent.
我宁愿他小一点的时候做炸弹。
And I rather him to be the bomb bringer.
我不要他等到50岁的时候在教会做炸弹，很恐怖。
It's better than a 50 years old and try to release a bomb.
因为我们早上有说哈，他如果没有过来，他一直被压回去，你 suppress 他，他 one day 会 come out. 那个 come out 的时候会 surprise 你，因为他已经是大人，大人做的事情很恐怖。
And then because we talked about yesterday, if a person did not go through all the stages and did not release the emotions, and when they have to release it at the age, an older age, and it will be very horrible.
因为你们等一下还有一节会讨论，对不对？所以我解释到这边，如果对 J 你觉得说 no, not enough, 等一下下课告诉我，那我们再更具体还要讲什么，好不好？我先介绍这边，因为有问题上来呢，生意不错。
So if you have more questions regarding the J1 J2 classes, you can tell me later.
好，有一个家长问说，听过了这样子的课程之后，我们怎么样可以帮孩子创造一个看得见的苦的环境？
So a parent asked that after we have learned about this, what can we do to create a way to let our children to see suffering?
你们昨天都有上，对不对？
And I'm sure most of you were here yesterday.
Okay, 苦的环境要讨论，对不对？
So how can we discuss about the suffering environment?
因为你让他先吃苦，将来是好的。现在不忍心他吃苦，以后你会吃苦。听得懂吗？
It is better for you to make them suffer, otherwise you will suffer at the end.
可是我们可能不是 make them suffer, 因为我觉得他没有机会 suffer 了耶。
Okay.
你打他、啊、不是，我觉得是怎么样 create 一个 environment 让他看见什么是 bitterness， 什么是 suffering， 这样有没有比较通一点，让他看一个东西。
So it's not to make them suffer, rather you create an environment so that they can understand and they can see sufferings and bitterness in life.
好，然后呢、哦、有特别的方法吗？哦，是怎么样？有炸弹。好，那么呢，就是说我们创造，原来是我做一样的事情，要有肌肉。所以呢，我们呢，其实是怎么样让他们去看见跟体会一下子。
So how can we create an environment so they can see sufferings and also maybe let them experience a little bit of suffering?
好，老师们、爸爸妈妈，换你们的时间了，来随便想。
So let's discuss and brainstorm.
具体的想 ，specifically, concretely, 想一个看得见的，你怎么样让这一代的孩子看见苦？
So maybe specifically, how can you let the children in this generation to see suffering?
你如果说而不知道，那我也不知道，你又不是我的孩子。来讨论，用你聪明的脑子，贡献几个我们觉得哎，这几件事情蛮好，回家就去练习啦，快点，不要浪费时间。啊？哦。
To bring them to downtown east side.
我先写哦，丢上来。不要看我写，继续讲。孤儿院。
Maybe orphan house.
还有，我听不到。 孩子，孩子，我们都是说十二岁以下的，因为十三你做不到东西，你带他去一塞，他很高兴。呀、yeah, ，他会跟他交换名片哦。小心，十二岁以下来。
We talk about those who were 12 and below.
我们讲孩子是十二哈，来，还有没有？快点，你有没有 ，Alex？ 你们怎么样在学校制造一个环境给他们？劳动吗？劳动 ，OK，OK， 劳动怎么样？你们的劳动是什么？具体 ，specific， 怎么样？做在学校做家事？对，一个环境你是怎么样做？教我们。没办法，老师说没办法，我们还在这做什么？啊？
回收。
回收 ，recycling。你是说把孩子回收？哦、oh, ，你们会教学生做 recycle？
哦、OK， to ask the student to go help with the recycling work。
还有继续，先不要说啊，这个做得到，先丢，你们要练习丢。
Feed the homeless。
Feed the homeless。继续继续。It's OK， 先不要挑战人家，先丢。你们有这个习惯，就是啊，那哈哈，然后问你，不知道。来，快点。Anything 是一个 environment 环境，你可以创造那个环境。我听不到。洗碗。
To wash the dishes
你们又来了，你们怎么那么会说？Jenna 妈妈，你会让随便？不是你啦。帮我们一起想，你觉得孩子要看见苦，有什么样的环境让他看见？拿垃圾，好苦啊
！To pick up the garbage。
还有呢？很好，通通都出来了，洗厕所通通都出来了。还有呢？哈？哦，让他饿。
Oh, to let him starve.
这边有没有警察？我会被告哎！我在教让孩子去饥饿。真的、啊、饿，好好好，先写嘛哈。
To starve them.
还有呢？
等待。
等待。
To let him wait.
好，先在这边哦。没关系，就慢慢等。十三岁以上，你觉得可以让 youth 看见的环境，你可以重复，也可以想新的，更大的。
So for those who are 13 above, what can you do?
比较 to make mobile, them 可以动了，因为它更大了，它可以去远的地方了。想想看，非洲，我一讲去，你们就送去非洲。
So you can send your children to Africa.
去对付他们，对不对？
对。
非洲还有继续继续，爬山
，and maybe go for hiking。
还有
露营
，camping。
boot camp 前面加一个 boot。还有呢？当家长
，to let them become a parent。
还有呢？
It's temporary.
打工
To work part-time.
现在更大了，更大了。Alex, 你们有没有更大的？劳动他们。有在做。哦。所以有一个 schedule 这样子。OK。照顾家人，年纪比他们小，照顾小的孩子。
To babysit to babysit the younger ones.
Oh, babysit 啦？
是 babysit
是吗？
不是，
会不会危险？两个都饿死，开玩笑。好，还有没有？差不多啊。当兵、
oh,，very good army. Attend the army service.
Air cadet, air cadet.
Okay, air cadet.
这边都有这些东西，你知道吗？你要运用加拿大的资源，因为有一些是你以前成长环境没有，可是这边有，所以你一 limit 就不够，你要开，要学。我们为什么练这么多东西学 ？OK？ 哦、oh, ，你已经翻完了，好。
Okay, so we can make use of the resources that we have in Canada.
OK， 所以这么多里面，那现在你就来选哪一些是可以具体可以实现，很快可以实现。你觉得哪一个？我们先从大的看起，好不好 ？Teenager.
So these are the things that we can utilize, but think about what which specific one that will be very effective.
妈，我要去非洲，你 OK 吗
？So if they tell you, Mom, I want to go to Africa, will you be OK with that？
你们不能点头啊！你们都没有孩子，你们怎么可以这样？对对对对对。我要问妈妈，妈妈
，So for those moms,
okay, 会挣扎一下吗？哦、oh. ，OK， 不能带十个皮箱去哦。去看，去看 ，Very good.
So some moms say it's okay because that's how they can learn and observe the environment.
对对，现在我先假设说。妈，我要去非洲。现在是你的问题，你要先 OK， 你 OK， 而且你会祝福他。
So as a mom, are you willing to let them go to Africa?
我喜欢你，不一定，对不对？不一定 ，no 的意思。
And someone say no.
为什么？对对对，为什么？我们都很诚实。哦哦，你说看那些幻灯片？
不是的，就是传到这样。
见证啊啊。哦，
没有去。
哦，对，听到这样。那我下次给你听好的。
So mom said that she's scared because of the testimony that given by preachers and
很棒，谢谢。
And other ministers, and she's afraid.
有没有比非洲近一点的地方但 similar？ 想。
South America.
还有呢，比较靠近我们的。就是 at least 那个 cell phone 可能会通。
Perhaps is there a place that it's similar to Africa but it's close to us, so when we call them, we can reach them by cell phone.
我觉得这个很好。现在我们的北美洲的教会哦，也开始认养一些比较偏远地区的教会。那偏远其实有一些是在中间的，比如说美国的中部，可是它其实还是算是发展的地方，但是是没有这么方便。
So, what we in the state, all the churches they have tried to develop and nourish churches that is in a less developed places in city, but it's still reachable and still a city, but it's not as developed.
所以我看这个是蛮可行的，就是说靠近，然后一步一步过去，最后会去到非洲。
So maybe you can start from somewhere closer and eventually take step by step and eventually end up in Africa.
我们现在很多人去英国伦敦参加非洲志工团，很多人参加，可是进去的人不多，就参加的人很多，所以到最后那个 moment 还是会 hold back。
So
even
now in London, we have hold like a AMC every year. A lot of people go and attend the seminar, but not a lot of people will actually go to Africa and to help with the ministry work.
可是妈妈说的对，就是说我们让他们去看体会一次，他大概十年的东西马上进去了，非常有意思。
But it's very meaningful because if you let your child to go to Africa, whatever they have picked up in 10 years, it will immediately be digested.
那我们现在在每一年有六个梯次进入多米尼加，我们现在开始也是带青年进去，让他们去看。
And now six times a year we will go to Dominica Republic, and we'll also bring a youth with so that they can also observe the lifestyle there.
今年刚刚过的 summer 七月八月哈，带了大概六个年轻的青年进去，去了之后回来，他们六个人。不一样的，就不一样。他看见了，然后他就想，我可以做一点什么吗？就出来了。
So in the summer, we are about 6-7 of the youth went there, and after they went there, they just looked different because they thought to themselves, what can we do for them?
好，接着喽，你们 OK 要接下去，爬山蛮好的，有爬山，你们自己爬山吗？
And hiking is good, but
okay,
do you go hiking?
你自己爬山，你就带孩子去爬山。可是他如果已经 teenager， 他爬山会不会一直打电话？你去一个山没有讯号的，这边有没有？有哈、哦、，OK。所以你下课介绍给我们知道。
So you can go hiking and maybe find, perhaps find a mountain that there is no signal reception.
因为早上我们说到他的 shaking， 对不对？两边。
And in the morning we talk about it shakes, the teenager shakes horizontally.
这个东西是要透过大自然，大自然。
So this shaking has to be gone through with the nature.
好，然后再来，boot camp 好像也是不错，可这个会很恐怖吗？还是不会
？How about boot camp? Is it very scary?
这个像不像当兵啊
？Is it like going to army?
像。
It's similar.
有没有人可以介绍一下？因为我们比较不懂。
Can anyone explain further?
哎，那我们怎么会写这个答案？恐怖。哦，这个意思是不良少年。哦，那 camp 呢？哦 ，camping 不一样。你们宗教教育会举办 camping 吗
？No.
哦。不能一直在室内哈，可以举办 camping 爬山，这个对孩子都非常的好，因为会接触大自然。然后你 assign 他们一些工作做。
So camping and also hiking is very good because it's connected to the nature, and you can also assign them some work to do during these activities.
所以其实你有一些东西可以现在做，然后慢慢往前去，扩大它。
So you can start with these activities and then expand to maybe going abroad to Africa.
所有成功的人都是从打工出来的，很重要。他们自己赚自己的钱。
So for those who are successful, they usually start up with some part-time job, and because they begin to earn the money for themselves.
我现在不是要你们去想富二代的问题，而是要你们去想说，他一些真正后来在人格上、在工作上面很有责任的，他都是在很年轻的时候。他的父母亲忍心，虽然有钱，忍心让他出去打工。
And then because we're not asking them to get a job and pay for the mortgage, but rather they want them to learn to be responsible and also learn from the society.
另外一个也是给他一些 duty， 给他工作做是很重要的。
So also give them duty. It is very important to give them some work to do.
你们知道现在在每一年的夏天会有。我不知道你们的消息哈，在每一年的夏天，在中国的内蒙古跟新疆会办很多学生青年的活动营，在那个里面，
so,
有没有听过？它是 international 的。
So every year in summer in China Mongolia they have set up a lot of camps for the youth.
那他们被 assign 进去那些蒙古人的家里面住。
And they have, each youth is assigned to to a Mongolian family to reside.
现在这样的 program 非常的成功。
And this program has been very successful.
因为他们真的去到一个没有电、没有水、没有瓦斯炉的地方，很多东西他们看见原来是要生火才会有电、才会有热。他看见一些最原始的东西，然后去 appreciate 现在他手一摸就会亮的这个世界。
Because they have been staying in a place where there is no electricity, no heat, and then what they need to find a way to light up things, and they have learned the way to survive using original skills.
我有一次给我的一个孩子看到那个 Grava， 他说那个不是 Grava。
And then there was once I showed a child that this is a guava, but he said that is not a guava.
原来他的 Grava 是切过的。
Because the guava that he has seen is the one that is open, that is cut open.
他一直跟我 argue， 那我就在想，我是不是老到已经不知道这个是 guava？
So I was wondering, is it being too old and not understand how does a guava look like?
原来我给他看的是一颗好的绿色外面这样的一个 guava， 个芭乐，然后他从小吃的芭乐是切一块一块的。
And what I show him is the whole piece of fruit, the guava, but the one he has seen is the guava that it has been cut into pieces, nicely prepared by his parents.
让他们回到最原始的东西是和神的意思，因为神一开始的东西是这样的，让他们去看见 ，OK?
So it is according to God's will that to let the children to see what how everything looks like originally, because that's what God's plan is.
OK, 那你们回到这边更小了，回来这里更小了。你们会带孩子去看一些比较 rough 的地区吗？
So for those who are from the kids, if you have kids that is below 6 years old, will you take them to an environment that is pretty rough?
你们都是逛 shopping mall 的，对不对？
Probably you won't. You probably take them to a shopping mall.
电梯直接就上去了，对不对？
You will take them to the elevator so that they don't have to walk.
那我们现在在因为我讲我的经验，我们现在在美国推动的就是说，我们带我们的孩子。就是一的一 elementary 对不对？少年班，我们带一的孩子去到一些比较那个恐怖的地区，我们带他们走过去。啊，Vancouver没有是不是？哦，Vancouver没有，这么优渥啊！哦，Disneyland，哎呀。会不会你要跟我讲什么？就是我们会带他们去一些街道或是一个区，他本身在人家的印象里面就是说，哦，这个地方不好，因为有很多乞丐、很多要钱的人。OK， 是这样的地方。
So in the states, for the our teachers, they will take the elementary student to a rougher neighborhood. And what I meant by rougher neighborhood is that where there is beggars or maybe homeless people.
那因为他们现在都有那个叫什么电子有相机有手机对不对？他们很多学生现在手上都有，身上有，对不对？我们要利用那个，知道吗？
So even those the students, the elementary students, they already have iPhone or iTouch. We have to utilize these kind of technologies from them.
那我们叫他们 from distance 去拍他们觉得那个地方很恐怖，可是他 from distance 因为要安全。他觉得安全的地方，因为我们有大人有老师，所以他们去拍他们看见的东西。
So we teachers ask them to stand from a distance and ask them to take a picture of those.
他们现在是 video 了，不是
video。
他们那个手机都很厉害，会这样讲。
They will ask them to use take video from the cell phone and try to capture what they think is dangerous.
他们看 YouTube， 那么呢，我们就会。请他们放到 YouTube 上面去。
And we ask them to put the videos onto YouTube.
因为他们对这个很有兴趣。
Because they're very much interested into technology.
你要用他的工具来 pass message.
You have to use their tools to pass the message to them.
你不是一直告诉他不要用这个，不要用这个，你都在用，为什么他不能用？他就是一直 confuse 这一点，我们的孩子。
You cannot tell them do not use your phone in class, but you yourself use it as well, so they get very confused.
那么他，我们拍的放 YouTube， 我们就讨论。
So we put the video onto YouTube, and while we watch the YouTube, we discuss.
因为是他自己拍的。
Because that's something that they capture themselves.
他们会笑啊，有人震动啊，很难看啊，无所谓，他就变成一个 discussion 在那边。
So they would just play the video and they would start discussing.
那这样东西你经过几次之后，我们就让他写一些东西，就是说，如果有一天你想 contribute 贡献，你会贡献什么？
So then when we discuss, we can ask them if one day if you can contribute, what kind of things would you contribute to?
OK， 现在的东西真的不是只教课本了，好不好，老师？现在真的要让他看见。
For nowadays, we cannot just teach according to the textbook. We have to let them realize.
我们现在在教，比如说耶稣走过的路，耶稣的苦，我们会尽量找到有 video 或是图片给他们看。
So when we have to teach them about how Lord Jesus suffered for us, we have to show them. We have to visualize them by showing them pictures or videos.
这个非常的好，我们现在也会带我们的孩子。我讲的都是教会哈，我们会带我们的孩子在这个 community 里面去回收大家的东西。
So it is very good that if we can bring our children from church and to have some recycling work.
我们下一步可能要去为 homeless 的人，但是我们还没做。因为他们还是会很怕。
The next step, perhaps we should try to feed the homeless, but we haven't done it yet because most of us are very afraid.
可是我们现在 feed homeless 会放到 J 的课程里面去。
But we have actually moved the schedule to feeding the homeless to junior students.
所以看你们的需要 ，OK？ 就是说不是以我为标，我只是介绍你我现在做的东西。然后你们这边好像不错嘛，洗碗，我看到很多年轻人在做 ，OK 吧
？So in terms of washing dishes, I think a lot.
哦，有被安排。
A lot of youth
苦吗？哦。不苦就不要写了。我们是要让他苦，你们要想东西让他苦，不是让他觉得啊好棒哦啊，盘子都弄破了这样子。好 ，OK， 这个如果苦就做。
So if suffering is washing dishes is kind of suffering, then yeah, we can let them do it.
你们让他们倒垃圾吗
？Do you ask them to take the garbage out?
我们现在不要想教会哦，你们在家里让小孩子倒垃圾吗
？Or even not only at church, how about at home? Do you ask them to take the garbage out?
哦，你们在家都不做，叫他来这里做，那他真的很苦哎，他真的很苦。他们洗自己的厕所吗
？Do they wash their own toilet？
也不会哈。
Washroom？
我跟你讲这些没有关系，你不要失望哈，我要鼓励你们。这一块东西哈，你在家里面现在你自己有没有做
？So you have to first think about do you do it at home these houseworks？
你自己如果有做，他怎么样？他录起来了。
So if you do that at home, then they will actually record them down.
他出来的时候是十八岁。
And when it's projected out, will be at the 18.
所以十三到十八你看不到，但是十八之后他会洗厕所、倒垃圾跟洗碗 ，OK 吗
？So after the age of 18, they will start to wash the dishes, take the garbage out, and wash the toilets.
呀，你们很容易被骗。然后我想 hunger 是蛮恐怖的哈 ，hunger， 因为这个。比较会牵扯到法律的问题。
And to stop them could be quite serious because it could be it's actually under the law.
对，所以我还想来，那我可能会划掉。Okay.
So maybe I would take it out.
好 ，waiting 就是延宕他的一些需求，让他觉得蛮辛苦的。
And to wait, to let them wait is to let them delay the needs, and it's just kind of a suffering.
Rewarding 的东西尽量不要出现在很年轻的孩子身上。
And it is better not to give a young child reward.
我说的 young 大概是六岁之前。
What I meant young is for those who are 6 and below.
你如果乖，我会买这个给你。
If you're behaving well, I will buy this to you. It's better not to do that.
太早进去 trading， 太早。
It's too
股票市场太早进入。
It's a too early stage for trading with them.
这个 rewarding 大概是 teens 之后出来的东西。
The reward should start.
适合他的 brain.
Should start after the age of when they're teenager because that's how the brain is developed.
那我们比较不会做到小孩子身上，所以小孩子我们比较会让他等待。我们早上有学，让他 delay 他的 needs.
But for children who are younger, we have to try to delay the needs.
那这个呢，就是。回到说，我们怎么去帮孩子创造一个可以看见辛苦的环境？这样子 OK 吗
？So this is a way to let our children to see the sufferings.
如果还是不行，你再提出来给我。那我们先休息一下。
So if that's not okay, you can still give me recommendations. We can take a break. Let's pray in silence.
阿们，休息十分钟。
Let's take a break for 10 minutes.
谢谢你。